Hello, fans of Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. We've got a packed hour. I mean, top to bottom. So much stuff to go over. So I'm going to do my radio business straight away. And that way we can all focus on that which needs to be focused on. So let me do my two underwriter announcements, my three PSAs, and I'll be back to do the rest live on the air. Stand by.
Cows thanks Fawn Necton of Open Door Insurance Services, a family-owned and operated insurance agency providing solutions based on product knowledge and expertise in personal, business, specialty, and nonprofit insurance. You can reach them at 707-874-2666 or from their website at opendoorins.com.
Programming on Cows is made possible through underwriters like Occidental dentist Andre Shevchuk. Dr. Shevchuk offers a full range of dental care. His offices are located in Occidental at 4066 Bohemian Highway. You can reach his office by calling 707-874-2447.
Cows thanks the Occidental Community Council. The council strives to meet the unmet needs of the Occidental area, and the public is invited to its meetings every third Saturday of the month, 10:30 a.m. at the Occidental Community Center in downtown Occidental. You can find out more at occidental-ca.org.
Cows Radio thanks Community Market of Sebastopol for their ongoing support. Community Market is a worker-run natural food store providing our community with organic food products since 1975. Located at the Barlow, 6762 Sebastopol Avenue in Sebastopol, you can reach them by phone at 707-407-4020.
Okay, first current event. Come celebrate with the community at the Friedman Event Center in Santa Rosa on Sunday, April 26th. All proceeds for this event will go to VITAS, the Vital Immigrant Defense Advocacy and Services, an organization that provides access to justice, safety, and freedom for our immigrant neighbors. A four-course dinner will be served with music being provided by Barbara Higby Trio and Nate Lopez. For more information and to get your tickets, visit audacityrisingincorporated.org. That's audacityrisinginc.org. This sounds like a good one. Although it's over, because that was on Sunday. So why did I read that? Because someone didn't flip the script. Okay. The next person will have something to read that's current. PSA, the Sonoma County Historical Society promotes Sonoma County's diverse heritage through education, preservation, and community engagement. Since 1962, what a great year that was, the Society has been collecting, preserving, and retelling Sonoma County stories from the quirky, clever, and downright scandalous personalities who shaped our county to the places and events that bore witness to spectacular milestones in our past. They celebrate our county's heritage while enriching its future. To become a member or find out more about events and programs that the organization promotes, visit SonomaCountyHistory.org. Okay, I'm a little slow on the uptake today because I'm doing some pain management and I started a new medication. It's making me the half-life is a little longer than I thought it would be. Anyhow. Cows program promotion announcement. Move Okay. Moon Over Bohemia. Tune in to the Moon Over Bohemia show on Odd Mondays from 8 to 10 p.m. as DJ Damien presents the finest in world music, reggae, post-punk, dub, and random ambient mixing. From rarely heard roots classics to cutting-edge experimental soundscapes, adventurous listeners shall be rewarded. Damien trawls garage sales, thrift stores, and the dusty corners of the internet to find selections from off the beaten track, so you don't have to. Thank you, Damien. All right. All of my radio business is done. It is now 1:06. Let's dive in. The topic for today is what if. So I asked people in real life to give me their what ifs. I wrote down a few of my own what ifs. And let me just tell you that this whole thing started because there's a song that used to play on Saturday mornings. I don't know if it was Schoolhouse Rock or Electric Company, but it was, if you're so terrific, if I want to be specific, if is a very special word, blah, 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 blah. And it's this girl trucking around town saying if things. And that song was on repeat in my head. So I was like, wait a second, what if? And then I was like, wait, what if? I could do a whole show about it. So then I also was thinking about this other little hippity hop thing, which is like, if it's and buts, but I couldn't remember what it was. So I looked it up. It says, if it's and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. It's a proverb used to dismiss excuses, hypothetical objections, or wishful thinking. It implies that if empty words and wishes had real value, everyone would have everything they wanted. So it acts as our sarcastic response to someone making excuses or dwelling on hypothetical situations, suggesting that wishing doesn't change reality. Often associated with American football player and commentator Don Meredith, who popularized it on Monday Night Football. Roots of its variation, it is a variation of older sayings, specifically, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride, which dates back to the 16th century. I mean, that's interesting information. So I screenshotted that so that I could read it on the air. I have some music for today that I put together for us. Just want to make sure I didn't save anything else that had ifs and buts and wishes and nuts. I did not. So, out of the notes section we go. So, give me your what ifs. And I have lots of them. The first ones are personal. What if my parents never got divorced? What if she never cheated? What if everyone told on him, this is the second him, the first time? Like the first time he did it, what if that person told? Maybe there wouldn't have been so many victims afterwards. That's not victim blaming. That's just, it wasn't the time that we lived in. Those were not the times where you told those things. If it was told that you needed to keep it a secret or something terrible would happen and you were 11 years old, you believed it. Then what if he chose us instead of his oversized ego? Yeah, I wonder. What if he actually chose us? He never chose us. When my parents were married and we were a unit, a six-pack, it seemed to me like everyone was buying into it. He was bought in, she was bought in. Yeah, she was crazy and she had a lot of crazy stuff. And he did some questionable shit too, but it seemed like they were bought in. But when it ended, he was like, thanks, but no thanks. And I'm reading a book right now called Strangers. It's Oprah's book selection. And Oprah had the author on her show. And it's about divorce, essentially. It's about, you know, a marriage that falls apart. And, you know, it made me think about my parents. So, anyways, he didn't choose us. And that's on him. And then I have, what if I never got rheumatoid arthritis. Well, what if I never got rheumatoid arthritis? I mean, would I be an accomplished marathon runner? What would I be? Would I have 5 kids? What would I be? I don't know. And I try not to think about it, but it is a what if. And then I have, what if I lost my virginity to the first person I fell in love with? You know, that would have been a different outcome as well. That did not happen. I said, what if we didn't equate showing up with love? Just showing up is not good enough. Showing up is not, that's not a measurement of love. That's the bare freaking minimum. What if we believed our own truth instead of the lies we tell ourselves? So I actually just had a conversation with someone I care deeply about last night on the phone. And I was like, oh, why are you believing those lies that you're telling yourself? That is not true. Here's what's true for you from my vantage point. Now, how is all this other crazy stuff that is in your brain a reflection of what I see is true for you? It's not. It's just a way to make you crazier. So let's believe our own truth instead of the lies we tell ourselves. What if we had zero tolerance for racism, whether that was racial language, racial pictures, racial jokes, racial exclusions based on race? What if we had zero tolerance for that? What would our world look like today? And what if everyone just believed that everyone was equal and we acted accordingly? Now, those last two came from the previous book I read, which was Small Great Things by Jodi Picoult, which was a very, very, very difficult book for me to get through. It's filled with a lot of racial language. It's about white supremacists and a African-American nurse. And I know Jodi Picoult is an award-winning author, and I love the way she writes, but this was a tough one. What if everyone believed that everyone was equal and we acted like that? I mean, come on. What would that look like? What would our world look like? And then what is your what if? So some people say, oh, you know, what if is like a dream. Like what if I answered the call the first time? You know, would I have a different job? What if I decided that I was gonna attend the event? And then I would have seen for myself, blah, 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 blah. Well, I think what ifs can also be really healing. So my next group of what ifs is, what if I kept running and never healed? I was a runner. If something happened that was bad, that I couldn't deal with, I ran. Not physically jogging down the street, but getting in my car and running. And I have countless examples of this. What if I kept running and never healed? Interesting. What if all of my pregnancies ended in live births? Well, I'd have 5 kids because I had 3 miscarriages. So wouldn't that be cool? Maybe. What if the broken neck that I suffered in 2009, what if it paralyzed me? What if I broke my neck and was paralyzed? For the last 17 years, I would have been paralyzed. Jesus, that's a terrible thought. What if the stroke that I had in 2020 paralyzed me or left me with aphasia or some visual thing that I had to live with? What if my girls didn't have me to raise them? Because if I was paralyzed or I wasn't at my full potential, I just don't know if I would have done such a spectacular job. I mean, come on. What if we create our own happiness? What if we are the creators of our own happiness? I think we are. What if this is as good as it gets? I was talking to a guy on the phone yesterday about an insurance policy, and he brought up that movie, As Good As It Gets. He's like, I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's with Jack Nicholas. And, you know, he's like a grumpy neighbor and his next door neighbor, I go, has AIDS and is gay. And he's like this rigid, you know, I don't go for that kind of guy, and how their neighborhoodliness changed both of them. But what if this is as good as it gets? I mean, is it good enough? Look around. Take inventory of what you got going on right now. And this is as good as it gets. Are you going to be okay with that? What if it's not too late? What if you could start over? What if there's still stuff that you want to do and you think, oh, I don't know. Well, what if it's not too late and you still have time? What if your freaking ship has already sailed? Well, that ship sailed. Do we just stand on the dock and wave goodbye? Or do we get a little speedboat and zip out there and jump back on? If it was your ship, I think you'd do everything you could to get back on it. Here's some stuff that I don't have any control over. What if I never have grandchildren? Grace and Leah, don't do that to your mom. But what if I never do? Is it just going to be grand dogs for me? What if I'm too stubborn to make changes? My husband calls me stubborn all the time, which is like pot calling the kettle black, if you get what I mean. And then he's like, your girls are so stubborn. Like, that's my fault. Hello, mirror, it's you too. But what if I'm too stubborn to make some changes? This will get me really depressed. What if I'm really not funny? I mean, I think I'm funny, but what if I'm not? I don't know. We could talk about that later. What if they don't deserve our prayers? So I watched this guy. His name's Ryan Leak, L-E-A-K, if you want to watch a guy who's really inspirational. And he was talking about praying for people you don't like, praying for your enemies. And I say, but what if they don't deserve our prayers? Like, but is that what prayer is? Do you just save your prayers for good things? Do you only pray for your own salvation? I don't know, something to think about. What if my oldest friends are really my truest friends? Well, they are. Hello. I don't have any new friends. I'm about to be 64 years old. Who could be new to me? Everyone's old. I mean, you guys aren't old, but everyone's my old friend. It's like my house burned down in 2017. I don't have any old clothes, okay? It's all new to me. What if I let a day go by without telling my husband I love him at least four times? I mean, I say it first thing in the morning when he says it to me. I say it if I talk to him on the phone. I've already talked to him on the phone today. Did I talk to him twice? I might be up to three times already. And then obviously I'm going to say it when he comes home from work. And obviously I say it at night. I got a handful of I love yous. But what if I let a day go by without saying it? Is he going to notice? Is that going to start something bad? I don't know. Sometimes that's all it takes. What if I don't believe it? What if I do believe it? What if I'm never going to be able to see Bruce Springsteen in concert ever again? I really want to fly to Boston and see him in Boston at the end of May, but my daughter Leah is the only Stockholm who hasn't seen Bruce with me, and she can't go because she's got the J Diamond B. So I don't know what I'm going to do. What if this tour is it and I'm going to miss him and then I won't see him again? I just don't know if I'll be able to be okay with that. What if I'm not okay? What if I'm okay and it's okay? What if I stop questioning? What if I stop shopping on Amazon and the TikTok shop? Well, what if I did? I feel like someone would call me. It might even be Jeff Bezos. He might be like, you're responsible for 50% of my salary. Why aren't you shopping here anymore? I mean, it's such a conundrum. I said to my visceral therapist on Wednesday, I don't like him, but I'm obsessed with Amazon. I watch Amazon Prime. I mean, am I a hypocrite? What if I'm a hypocrite? Did I ask that question here? No. What if I surrender and let reality be reality. So here's the thing. That was a fortune that I got a long time ago. I used to have it on my bedside table when I lived at Raycrest. So that was a couple, three houses ago. Obviously, I don't have it anymore, but it said, let reality be reality. And that is such a deep concept. My foot's falling asleep. I'm going to have to stand up. There's some weird stuff going on with me. I wonder if DJs stand up to do their show. I'm up. I'm standing. Anyways, ooh, that hurt my leg. I'm going to have to hold up my paper because I can't see it from so far away. So let reality be reality. Just surrender. What if I forgive you, but I refuse to forget what you did? So here's the thing about forgiveness. It's for you. It's not for the person you're forgiving. And sometimes you forgive them so you can move on. But it's really hard. I mean, people do it, but it's really hard to forget what they did that caused you to have to forgive them. And I think that there's power in the remembering. So I don't know that I need to forget. And there's some people I'm just not there yet to forgive them. What if I closed the door and then I locked it on that memory, on that person, on that feeling? You know that thing that kids used to say, zip it, lock it, put it in your pocket? What if I did that with some things that I really don't need to be active in my brain? So I close the door and then I lock it. What if love is love and that's enough? I love love. I love people in love. I love being around love. I love hearing about love. I love love. And love is love. And that is enough. So that's not a what if. That's a fact. What if I hurt you as a result of helping you? What if I tell you a truth that I think is going to help you, even though it hurts you? Like, is that okay? I mean, I don't want to hurt anyone. I don't want to actively go out to hurt someone. But what if me helping you hurts you? I mean, it's okay, right? What if I'm not even close to being the smartest person in the room? I will cry myself to sleep tonight. So there's a whole thing about being the smartest person in the room. There's that whole thing where if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. And then those people that have to be the smartest person in the room, you can tell that they need that's important for them to continue. So you let them feel like they're the smartest person in the room. Sometimes I'm in rooms and I'm like, I'm the smartest person in this room. But you know what the smartest person in the room does? Nothing. They do nothing. They sit back. They listen. They observe. They take it all in. They catalog what they're seeing. And they make a judgment about how they want to proceed. I guess I'm not the smartest person in the room. What if no one cares? Literally, no one cares. So that's not even a what if. No one cares. I just got a shirt and I wore it to the gym. It says, no one cares, work harder. And that's really like a concept that I hear all the time, especially from men over 40. They're like, just work harder. Just get up and work. Go to work. Get a job. No one cares. If you have an able body and a half-decent mind, go to work. No one cares. What if I never gave up alcohol? Would I have had another fall by now? Would I be in some sort of condition? Because when I drank alcohol with my diminished balance and with the condition I'm in right now, which is agonizing nerve pain and my leg falling asleep every time I sit down, I mean, how many falls do you think I would have had? I think a broken collarbone would have been in the rear view. Thank goodness I did that. It'll be 3 years in September. Stop the presses. What if the stranger next door is someone who can change your life, but you never talk to them because we live in Batman's world? We come home, we hit the garage door opener, we slide into the bat cave, put the garage door down, live our life, come out, garage door up, drive away, go where you're going. We don't talk to our neighbors. For the most part, you know what I mean? I mean, there are communities where people talk to their neighbors. I mean, I love my neighbors. I know all of them. But actually, that's a lie. I don't know my neighbor on the left. My neighbor to the left, their house burned down the fire because our whole cul-de-sac burned down except for one house at the end. And everyone rebuilt, well, most everyone. He rebuilt, and he's never lived there. Like, he and his wife sometimes come, and they have two grown sons that sometimes come. They don't live there. I don't know them. My neighbors on the other side, though, one of them is in my Sunday morning walking group, and the other one is my cardiologist. I love them. So what if the stranger next door is a secret white supremacist? So that book I read by Jodi Picoult, you know, the way the white supremacist organization is hiding in plain sight, it literally shook me. Because their organization is, they got some shit figured out. They know how to hide in plain sight, and that scares me. Oh, what if we elected more women? Now, stick with me on this one, okay? Obviously, it's a patriarchy. Oh, we don't have to argue about that. Obviously, there are women in this world who are just as capable, just as intelligent, just as politically savvy as the men who are in charge. But we're not there. Why? I was texting with someone the other day, and they were like, you know, I really think I'm going to see a woman president in my lifetime. And I was like, dude, I don't think so. I don't think we can do it. I don't think America can do it. I don't think we're going to see a woman. I don't think we're going to see a gay person. And I don't think we're probably going to see a person of color for a long time. And we're definitely not going to see anyone of the Jewish religion. Mark my words. Don't agree with it. Think it's a huge mistake. I think you're taking a whole sector of brilliance and you're discarding it based on the four things I mentioned. Female, gay, person of color, religious preference, Judaism. It's not going to happen. And it's criminal. It really is so friggin' sad. Because what if we stop protecting the men who abuse women? What if we stopped protecting men in power? So up at the very beginning of my thing, I said, what if everyone told on him the first time? I am so exhausted of the big reveal of Eric Swalwell and the Epstein files and, oh yeah, there's 50 victims. Oh, there's 20 victims. Who was the first victim? And this is not victim blaming. Again, who was the first victim? Where were you in your life that you said, this is a terrible secret that I must keep? Because we don't freaking have to do that anymore, women. We don't have to hold the secret. We can tell the truth. Let the chips fall where they may. Okay? Let them fall. If he is the perpetrator and you are the victim, your voice is the only voice we need to hear. Let's stop protecting them, okay? There's an incoming call. It's from San Francisco. I'm not going to answer it. What if all black people aren't really lazy? What if that stereotype is a big, fat, juicy lie? What if the prejudice, the words that we use is lazy, uneducated, do nothing, stand on the street, poor me. What if that's a lie? And what if we keep telling ourselves the same friggin' lie over and over and over again? It just can't be true. It's not true. We have many examples. We don't have enough, but we're not looking for it either. What if white men are not threatened at all? What if this whole incel, cult, white supremacy, you know, the gerrymandering to make the voting districts pure, white, and rich? Oh, what if that's a friggin' lie too? I mean, why are we operating under these lies? What if we said, stop it? What if prejudice, racism, anti-Semitism, and gay bashing was abhorrent to everyone? What if we all thought that was friggin' terrible? What if we didn't qualify and say, well, sometime, no. What if we thought all of those things were horrible and we acted accordingly? No more prejudice. No more racism. No more anti-Semitism. No more anti-gay. What if all of that was just so nauseating, the thought of it, that it went away? Well, we have a chance, okay? My contemporaries have grandchildren. We have a chance to not let these things fester. We have a chance to stop it. We really do. I believe in us. Okay, I'm standing. I'm still standing. No, that's not one of the songs I'm going to play. So, you know, if you Google what if songs, you're going to get some songs. And I got some really good ones. I have three of my what if songs are country songs. Then I have What If by Creed, which is a kind of banger. Anyways, I can play some songs. Guess what? I'm on the radio next week too, because this is the last week of the month and next week is the first week of the month and I'm on the odd Thursday. So 1, 3, 5. What are we going to talk about next week? I don't know. I'm going to Arizona today after the show. I'm going to go home and go to Arizona. I'm going to try to sit back down. Although this chair has a mind of its own and it kind of slips out from under my booty. And then I'm far away from the microphone, but I think I can bring that to me too. So I've had some nerve pain. It's unnerving. I'm doing some pain. I have a pain management doctor, and I had this realization yesterday that in pain management, you don't just figure out ways to manage the pain. Part of managing the pain is managing the dosages of the medications that they give you. So I was originally taking this medication for the nerve pain, and like the first day I took it, I was like woozy McWoozerson. I couldn't even put myself together. I was like, well, that's too strong. But on the flip side, I had zero nerve pain. It blocked all the nerve pain. So of course, you know, there were two schools of thought. That's not a good enough trade-off. Like, yeah, you don't have nerve pain, but you can't go anywhere. And then there was the, oh my God, you have no nerve pain. Who cares? You don't need to go anywhere. Just ride that out. Well, I just can't. And I'm not controlling. It's not like, oh, I have to be, you know, on my game because I can't be out of my mind. No, please. I'm here for all of that. I drank alcohol to the point of blacking out more than a handful of times. I don't care about being in control, trust me. But I don't like that feeling. So I messaged my doctor, I don't like this feeling. And he was like, okay, you know, maybe you took it too late. Because I did. I took it at 9 o'clock. So I was still hungover the next morning at 9 o'clock. So I tried taking it at 7. My daughter said, take it right after dinner so you have food in your stomach. What is she, a doctor? Trying to hone in on my area of expertise. I'm not a doctor. I just play one on the radio and on TV and in real life. So I tried it and it was okay. But within 3 days, I was getting breakthrough nerve pain. So I was like, doesn't work. So then I was having all these muscle spasms. Now, when I lay down to sleep at night and I wake up to a muscle spasm, it's not like a Charlie horse. It's a full body spasm. Like you're spasming. Spasming. Spazzing. That's a different kind of spaz. Anyway, so I messaged my doctor and was like, oh my gosh, these muscle spasms, da, da, da. I never read his reply. I never looked in. And he said, oh, there's this muscle relaxer that I can call in for you. And I can get you a lower dose of the original nerve blocker. And maybe you could take it during the day at a lower dose so you stay with the nerve pain blocked. So I tried. I mean, I didn't try. I went to the, all right, rewind. My assistant went to the pharmacy to pick up what I thought was a different prescription. She came back with these two prescriptions, the lower dose of the original nerve pain and this muscle relaxer. The muscle relaxer said, take one to two at night. So I took one two nights ago and I was high when I woke up in the morning, like, hi, you can't drive, like, hi. I didn't have any muscle spasms in the night, so I was like, it works, and not the trade-off that I'm here for. So I think that was yesterday. Yeah, that was it yesterday. So I couldn't go on my walk in the morning. By my 2:30 visceral therapy appointment, I was feeling, you know, ready to be out and about. So I went to visceral therapy, and then I went to my pulmonologist. It was really a fun day for Danny. And, you know, it was fine. I took another muscle relaxer last night when I went to the gym this morning, which again, the driving was a little questionable, but I made it there. The gym's right down the street. It's literally a 6-minute drive. My trainer was like, your muscles are so relaxed. Da, 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 da. I did lat pulls, 40 pounds, reps. Yeah, I was beast mode this morning at the gym. Anyways, that's my story. Now I'm going to go into my music and I'm going to play some of these what-ifers because, I mean, some of them are really good. I heard one on the radio this morning. I've already added it. Okay. This is called What Ifs. It's by Kane Brown and it features Lauren Elena. So she's an American Idol alum. We can talk about that when I get back. You guys got to hear this song, though. It's a good one. What Ifs. I love Kane Brown. He's got a real voice. Okay, here we go. What Ifs.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear you, girl, I feel you, girl, but not so fast. For you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? Sun stops burning, we could worry about them what ifs till the world stops turning, or I could kiss you. What if you liked it? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? If I leave you, what if I find somebody else and I don't need you? Damn. What if I was made for you and you were made?
What if?
So I think the best line in that song is, what if I loved all these what ifs away? That's what you need to do. You need to get yourself a man who's going to love all those what ifs away. Or a woman who's going to love all those what ifs away. I love that. Okay, my next what if song is called What If I Could? What If I Could? And it's by Ernest and Lainey Wilson. And the thing about this song is, you know that old thing people say, I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't. This is kind of that, but in a song version. What if I could? It's like, I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't, but I want to. Stop it. I love that. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't, but I want to. Get ready. You're going to love it too. I'm going to be singing in the background. I'll turn off my mic.
You say that you would like to try again. You'd open up your heart and let us back in. Well, part of me wants to so bad I can't stand it. Part of me wants to be perfectly candid. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't, but I want to. I love to say yes, but it's best if I don't, though I'd like to. That I'm letting you go. I love you so much that I'm telling you no. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't, but I want to.
You're telling me things would be different. I wish your change of heart would change my mind. I want to believe you. I'd try us again if I really believe there was some future in it. I would if I could, but I can't, so I won't, but I won't.
Yeah, so that's a good song. What if I could, but I can't, so I won't, but I want to. So if you follow me on the socials, then you know that every Tuesday morning I do a TikTok review of American Idol from Monday night. And this past Monday it was Taylor Swift night. And they're going to the top five. So we've got seven. They did two performances. They did a Taylor Swift song and then they did a California song. So either a song about California or a band or artist from California. And I have my people. And I have my people that I was ready to say goodbye to. And I only got one out of two. And The top five, if you're watching American Idol, are Chris, who I thought should have gone home, Hannah, who better go home next, Jordan, who's brilliant, Braden, who's cute as a button, and Keela, who has the voice of an angel. And when she was at tryouts, I said she will be the winner. But my friend Brooks left, and I really liked him, but, you know, he's an acquired taste, A. He's very shy, B. And he hard launched his relationship with the girl that got kicked off the show, Ray. And I really think that that put him at a disadvantage because Ray got voted off. Like, America voted for her. And she has a great voice. We're not saying she doesn't have a great voice, but we didn't like her. We, America, didn't like her. And they hard launched their relationship, but she came back on the show. And I literally had a whole thing like that. You know what, will do anything she can to get back on the show. Even, you know what, a contestant to get back on the show. Harsh? Probably. True? Also probably. So I'm mentioning that only because Lauren Elena was on American Idol. I think she met her husband there too. Anyways, my daughter who lives in Dallas told me that she's going to see this concert. She's like, I really want to see this person in concert. I said, what's it? What is her name? She goes, it's Simmel. I was like, okay. So I'm trying to Google it, but of course, I don't have any idea that it's spelled S-Y-M-L. Simmel. This is not a What Of song. This is a Simmel song. It's called Carry No Thing. Now, she said that's not the favorite song that she knows, but that's the song that I liked. He really only has two songs that I can see, but he's playing at a venue in Dallas, and she's going to go see him. But here's Carry No Thing by Simmel, S-Y-M-L. I'm on the cutting edge here, people. No, that's not it. Carry No Thing. Here we go.
Where do we go in the last one? Go when the last one falls, when the sky grows dark and the siren calls, and there ain't no hope to be had at all. I will carry nothing but my love for you. I figure we got about 100 days with the good supplies and the money we save. But a time to move's no time to waste. I will carry nothing but my love for you. There will always be a last day for me. When it calls my and an angry God is quenched.
like some lost gold leave the underground. I will carry nothing but my love for you. I will carry nothing but my love for you.
Okay, get you a man or get you a woman who will travel so lightly that they will carry no thing but their love for you. I kind of like Simmel. The writer of that song is Brian Fennell. Is that Simmel's real name? I'll have to ask my daughter. I mean, Simmel clearly has a real name. Okay, this song, next song, is by Ashley McBride, another country artist. I heard this song on the way home from the gym in my altered state. Maybe it was just the gods working, because the song is called What If We Don't? And I cried to this song. I have no heartbreak in my life, but if I did have heartbreak, this is the song I'd be playing. Okay? What If We Don't? Here we go. Ashley McBride.
This is the part where we call it a night. You get in your car, now get into mine. You're thinking about me, and I'm thinking about you, and we can go home alone like we always do. What if we don't?
Okay, they talk about, you know, going their different ways in their cars. So it made me think of a funny story. So one of the places that I lived was San Diego. And when I lived in San Diego, they used to have this newspaper, maybe they still have it, called The Reader. And it had like dating profiles in it, like you could date people. And I went on like several dates, handful of dates, a couple dates, a few dates. And I dated this one guy. I mean, he's never going to hear this show or anything I have to worry about. Anyways, his name was Gary. And he was very smitten with me, as they tend to be. And I had this car. It was a black Ford Escort. Her name was Edwina. She was adorable. But she was black. and I was not cleaning my car on the regular, so she was dusty. So he lived in this apartment. He lived in the second floor apartment. He came down the stairs, and there was like a garage under there, but it was kind of like a gravelly driveway. And I had gone to his apartment, parked my car there, and we walked to like a neighborhood bar or something. I forget what we did, but something like that. Okay, let's just go with that. Anyways, we get back from the date and like, blah, 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 you're amazing. Yes, I know. We're kissing, kind of making out. And then I go, I gotta go. So I get in my car and we're still like kissing through the car door. Like he's in the car window, like I'm in the driver's seat kissing me. Like it was a kissing thing. Heavy duty kissing. This is so funny. So when I get home and get out of my car, my filthy, dirty black Ford Escort Edwina, there's an imprint on the car door. I really should have gotten behind that. Let me just say. I mean, in front of that or under that or around that. Anyways, that was a memory. And I wrote that down while I was listening to that song because they talked about going in their own separate ways, but thinking about you and thinking about me. And I wrote imprint on a dirty car to remind me of what to say. Because the mind is fleeting, people. The mind is woo off doing its thing. So yesterday, well, a few days ago, I said that I had in my Amazon cart like 25 items. It was like $600. What was I going to do? And somebody was like, push the button. So I did. And some of the items showed up yesterday. So I did an unboxing. I videotaped it. It was quite humbling. Let me just say, no one gets to see the video. I mean, I showed it to my daughters and my sister. But yeah. Humbling. You don't look the way you think you look. I hope y'all look better. I mean, I'm like walking around, bending over, trying to open these packages. It was like, is that what my butt looks like? Oh my Jesus. And then it was like, don't get too close to the camera. I'm talking about bat wings. I should have been talking about the ruffly skin on the front of my arms. People, it was a rude awakening.